This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, Rabbi Isai. I'd like to share with you that tonight, the first night of Chanukah, is the yard side of Rav Yaakov Etlinger, the Baal Aruch Lener. Rav Yaakov Etlinger was born in the year Tav Kuf Samaches, 1808. He was Nifter in 1872. Tav Resh Lamed Beis. Rav Tzalel Koyen writes about the Aruch Lener, Nezer Yisrael, the crown of Israel, Ukadoshai, his holy one. We know the Aruch Lener wrote a commentary on Hilchos Sukkos called Bikurei Yaakov, that's published in the Aruch Lener. And in the Tosfos Bikurim, at the end of the Aruch Lener, Masechta Sukkah, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, thanks Hashem, Tehillah Lakel, that I had the same mazel as the Baal Aruch Lener. I was Mechavein to his great Das, Bekavonas HaAguda, and the Kavona of the Rishain, the Aguda. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger was considered the last of the Gedolei Ashkenaz. His first Rebbe was Rabbeinu Aaron, his father, Rav Aaron Etlinger, who was the Reish Masifta in the Klois, where Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger lived. Well, the first Rebbe of Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, and who he considered his Rebbe Muvak, was his father, as we mentioned. At that point in time, he went to learn Torah by the Rav of the city, whose name was Rabbi Usher, who was the son of none other than the Shagas Aryeh himself. At that point in time, he was Goyla. He went into exile. He was Goyla Lamakam Taira to Wurzburg, where he learned from the great Gadol, the Goyin, the Moifes Hadar, who was known throughout the world, L'Shem of Tehillah, the Avbezin of Wurzburg, Rabbeinu Avraham Segel, none other than Rav Avram Bing. Rav Avram Bing was one of the greatest Talmidim, if not the greatest Talmud of Rav Nosson Adler, other than the Chassam Sofer, Rabbi Avram Bing. Now, Rabbi Avram Bing, it says on his Matseva, Aluf HaTorah, the chief of Torah, Malach Elohim. Rabbi Avram Bing was maimid many of the Goyne Ashkenaz. For example, the Wurzburger Rav, Rav Bamberger. He was the Rebbe of Rav Nosson Adler, the Rav of Hanover, who was also a Rav in England. Not to be confused with Rav Nosson Adler, who was Rav Avram Bing's Rebbe. Rav Nosson Adler, the student of Rav Avram Bing, is the author of the Sefer Nesina Lager. But among all these Talmidim, the greatest of the Talmidim, Rav Avram Bing, was Rabbeinu Yaakov Etlinger, the Baal Aruch Lener. The Aruch Lener learned by Rav Avram Bing for 3 years. Then comes the year 1826, Tav Kuf Pei Vav, and he's appointed in Mannheim to be the Rosh HaMasifta in the Beis Medrash of the Gadol, Rabbeinu HaChassid Rav Lemela, and it was there that Rav Yaakov Etlinger was mamid many, many Chashuv Talmidim. For example, most renowned among them was Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, Rav Tzvi Binyamin Arabach, the Baal Nachal Eshkol, and also his own brother, Rav Yaakov Etlinger's brother, the author of the Madani Melech on Gittin, came, he left Rav Avram Bing to learn by his brother, and then ultimately when the Aruch Lener, when Rav Yaakov Etlinger left, being the Rosh Masifta in Mannheim, it was taken over by his brother, who was Rav Leib Etlinger. Comes the year Tav Kuf Tzadik Vav, 1836. When Rav Yaakov Etlinger was only 28 years old, he was appointed the Rav of the very prestigious city of Altena, where in the past this capacity was held by some of the all-time great giants, none other than the Knesset Yecheskel, Yecheskel Katzenellenbogen, and Milanu Gadol, then Rav Yonasan Eibishitz also, who was a Rav in Altena. And this is where Rav Yaakov Etlinger reached the peak of his influence. His Bezdin was recognized throughout the world, and it was even recognized by the government as a very prestigious court, and it was given the highest esteem. Well, although Rav Yaakov Etlinger served with distinction as the Av Bezdin of Altena, nevertheless his main tafkid was Esek HaTorah and Harbatzas HaTorah, and he began composing his Sfarim that last till the end of time. His Hasmada and his Amelos were legendary. He would learn every night until 2 o'clock in the morning. After saying Tikkun Chatzos, he would only go to sleep at 2 o'clock, and by 5 o'clock in the morning, he was already up wearing tefillin of Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, in which he was Oisek B'Torah until after noon, until after 12 o'clock. His whole life, he was Masagif himself, he fasted, and he was known as a tremendous Mekubal, and he tried to hide it, but it became widespread. It was known that Yaakov Etlinger's Bekiyas in the Zohar HaKadosh was legendary. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger was Maimed Talmidim his whole life, from the time that he became Rosh Masifta in Mannheim, and throughout his entire Rabbanus in Altana. Some of his most well-known Talmidim, Rav Meir Lehman, I have a friend, Meir Lehman, named after his ancestor, Rav Meir Lehman, student of Rav Yaakov Etlinger. Also, Rabbi Israel Hildersheimer was a student of Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger. In fact, he learned with Rabbi Yaakov 4 consecutive years, and he did not go back to his home, even to his mother, who was an almana. Now, the Torah of Yaakov Etlinger, as we mentioned, lasts until this very day. Everybody drinks from the great waters of the Bikurei Yaakov and Hilchos Lulav, which there are ha'aros on it from the greatest personages, from none other than Rabbi Kiva Eiger himself, and even in the Sephardi world, from Rabbi Chaim Falaji. Above all, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger beard the oil of German Jewry, and in the year 1845, when he was 37 years old, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger established a journal called Shomer Tzion Haneman, Shomer Tzion Haneman, which was a journal to fortify Emuna, and Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger always stood at the helm to try to uphold the authority of the Tarshu Baal Peh. And when the Reform movement was gaining momentum, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger stood at the forefront to battle them, to assist even the Rabbanim in Hungary against people who were becoming lost in their Kehillah. And Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger also fought valiantly to do whatever he could to uphold and to strengthen the community in Eretz Yisrael. And living in Germany, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger was given the distinction and the title, the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, of course, besides what we mentioned, the Bikurei Yaakov, he wrote Chasid Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, he wrote on Chumash, the Minchas Ani, and probably is best well known for Aruch HaNer, Masech Tosukah, Yevamos, Makos, Krisos, and Nida. And amazingly, Hashkacha had it that in the year Tafresh Lamed Beis, the first night of Chanukah, the Ner Rishon of Chanukah, the Aruch HaNer, Hashkacha had it that the name that his Sefer, and the name of the Sefer that he's most well known by is Aruch HaNer, the Ner Yisrael that burns until this day, went up to Shamayim, Nishmasai B'Gan Eden, Tehimenu Chasai, went up to Shamayim, the Ner Rishon of Chanukah, the Aruch HaNer, was Nerach Neroi B'Gan Eden on the first night of Chanukah, Zuchusai Yagen Aleinu V'Al Kol Yisrael, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.